551 on Cutter Road, currently heading east.
8501, how can I help?
I'd like to report that I've got a habitual fare evader. It's a young gentleman, and I can't give you other than a description of a young gentleman thin that always has a skateboard with him that gets off at the exit that I just bypassed, or just left the last customer off.
All right, if you just make sure and hit that fare evasion button, that all those statistics are put together, and then that's how they plan their fare evasions and stuff like that, and fare things. So do that. If it's somebody that's a consistent problem, maybe giving you more than just a fare issue, definitely call me if you need help, but talk to your manager, and then they can pass that on to the appropriate people and let them know.
Okay, the last person I talked to about this said that if we had a habitual that we should call in to you, but you're saying I should talk to the manager.
That's why you hit that fare evasion button. Those statistics go on a chart, and then that tells them where they have people that are, you know, repeat areas for them to target. We don't have people we can send out just for somebody that always doesn't pay it, leave from them, say, today. Is he causing any issues? Is he being verbal or anything?
No, it's just one of those things that, and it's not that I need to be an enforcer. It's just trying to report a habitual situation, and that's what we heard in training. If we had a habitual, that we should report it.
All right. Well, I would say if it's something like that, I would let your manager know so they can turn it in. If it's definitely something that's escalating, then I could forward that to the supervisor as well. But if it's just not paying fare, we have that multiple times on every bus. So I'm just saying, I let your manager know if it's something like that, and they can get, you know, a note to somebody.
Thank you for the information, and, you know,